Lesson number 105 from the workbook for students in A Course in Miracles. The topic is God's peace and joy are mine. God's peace and joy are yours. Today we will accept them, knowing they belong to us, and we will try to understand these gifts increase as we receive them. They are not like to the gifts the world can give, in which the giver loses as he gives the gift. The taker is the richer by his loss. Such are not gifts, but bargains made with guilt. The truly given gift entails no loss. It is impossible that one can gain because another loses. This implies a limit and an insufficiency. No gift is given thus. Such gifts are but a bid for a more valuable return, a loan with interest to be paid in full, a temporary lending, meant to be a pledge of debt to be repaid with more than was received by him who took the gift. This strange distortion of what giving means pervades all levels of the world you see. It strips all meaning from the gifts you give, and leaves you nothing in the ones you take. A major learning goal this course has set is to reverse your view of giving so you can receive. Forgiving has become a source of fear, and so you would avoid the only means by which you can receive. Accept God's peace and joy, and you will learn a different way of looking at a gift. God's gifts will never lessen when they are given away. They but increase thereby. As heaven's peace and joy intensify when you accept them as God's gift to you, so does the joy of your Creator grow when you accept His joy and peace as yours. True giving is creation. It extends the limitless to the unlimited, eternity to timelessness, and love unto itself. It adds to all that is complete already, not in simple terms of adding more, for that implies that it was less before. It adds by letting what cannot contain itself fulfill its aim of giving everything it has away, securing it forever for itself. Today accept God's peace and joy as yours. Let him complete himself as he defines completion. You will understand that what completes him must complete his son as well. He cannot give through loss. No more can you. Receive his gift of joy and peace today, and he will thank you for your gift to him. Today our practice periods will start a little differently. Begin today by thinking of those brothers who have been denied by you the peace and joy that are their right under the equal laws of God. Here you denied them to yourself, and here you must return to claim them as your own. Think of your enemies a little while, and tell each one as he occurs to you, "My brother, peace and joy I offer you, that I may have God's peace and joy as mine." Thus you prepare yourself to recognize God's gifts to you and let your mind be free of all that would prevent success today. Now are you ready to accept the gift of peace and joy that God has given you? Now are you ready to experience the joy and peace you have denied yourself? Now you can say, "God's peace and joy are mine, for you have given what you would receive." You must succeed today if you prepare your mind as we suggest, for you have let all bars to peace and joy be lifted up, and what is yours can come to you at last. So tell yourself, "God's peace and joy are mine," and close your eyes a while, and let his voice assure you that the words you speak are true. Spend your 5 minutes thus with him each time you can today, but do not think that less is worthless when you cannot give him more. At least remember hourly to say the words which call to him to give you what he wills to give, and wills you to receive. Determine not to interfere today with what he wills, and if a brother seems to tempt you to deny God's gift to him, see it as but another chance to let yourself receive the gifts of God as yours. Then bless your brother thankfully and say, "My brother, peace and joy I offer you, that I may have God's peace and joy as mine." God's peace and joy are mine.